Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a precious opportunity for us to take time out to listen to the Bible and to hear what God has to say to us. Genesis chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. One day Cain suggested to his brother, "Let's go out into the fields." And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Afterward, the Lord asked Cain, "Where is your brother? Where is Abel?" "I don't know," Cain responded. "Am I my brother's guardian?" This is the world's first murder. How terrible that so early in this holy book, the Bible, we have to confront such an appalling evil. If you've ever known a family that has experienced a murder, you will know the awful impact that it has for years to come on everyone concerned. It isn't clear why Cain's offering to the Lord was unacceptable, but he is furious about it and determined to do away with his brother. After the murder, God caught up with Cain, and his response to God was a bizarre one. "Am I my brother's guardian?" he asks. The translation that you may be more familiar with is, "Am I my brother's keeper?" Although I quite like the living paraphrase of, "How should I know? Am I supposed to keep track of him wherever he goes?" Whichever version you choose, it's a crazy response. God's reply might well have been, "No, Cain, you don't need to know everything about your brother and everywhere he goes, but that doesn't mean you can kill him." God tells Cain that Abel's blood had cried out to him from the ground, and Cain would now be cursed for his terrible crime. It's true that we are not responsible for knowing everything about the people around us, but we do have responsibilities. We cannot push them around or get rid of them because they happen to get in our way. We have the responsibility to act honourably, lovingly, and thoughtfully towards them. We cannot live in a way that just suits us and our own selfish agenda. We need to reflect deeply on the lives of those around us and think of how we can encourage, strengthen, and enable them to be the best that they can be. Lord, forgive us when we act selfishly towards those around us. Help us to act responsibly and lovingly towards the people that you've put in our lives. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on Premiere.